So I'm sitting here with Bowser, and we're kicking off our first podcast, talking with kids and relating with them. We're going to talk about things that they want to talk about, so whatever comes up, comes up. And we're sitting here with Bowser, so what does Bowser want to talk about today?
Maybe how to be a better swimmer.
How to be a better swimmer, okay.
So I like, sometimes I just make up moves that are not even real, like the starfish and like the shark and then fish and then crab and then the Batman swim, and then I made up how to like float underwater, and then I can, when I cannonball, I usually just sink to the bottom and pop back up, and then I
So do you think that making up the starfish and the shark and the crab, did you say?
Yeah, and the fish.
And those kinds of moves, are they not getting you through the water?
They are getting me through the water fast. I mean, kind of slow. Some of them are slow, like the starfish and then the crab. But stuff like, and the Batman, and then stuff like the shark and the fish and then the whale and stuff like that get me through the water pretty fast.
That all sounds pretty cool. I mean,
and then sometimes when I swim, I do a move called streamline. I learned
streamline. Yeah, that's like a technical move, right? That you learn from swim coaches.
Yeah, and also, one time in swimming, I faced my fear and went to the deep end.
That's awesome.
And the deep end's 8 feet.
That's so deep. That's taller than most adults, right?
Yeah, you would have to have like an adult chain to make 8 feet.
Yeah, so what did it feel like to face your fear?
At the beginning, I felt kind of scared, but once I got back to the shallow one, I said, I want to do it again and again and again. And then when you were doing laps, I said, I'm going to force myself to do it because I just did it, and it's my first time, and I want to face my fear.
So what did it feel like to face your fear?
At the beginning, it felt like really, 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 really scary, but then since I swim near the wall, since I just faced my fear, it feels kind of not scary, but soon when I can, like, stop swimming near the wall, and then I can, like, swim in the middle of the pool and not next to the wall, and I don't need the wall, and...
So are you proud of yourself?
Yeah, I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And so what does that feel when you feel proud of yourself? How does that feel?
It makes me excited again.
Excited? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So how did you get the courage? Is that what you need? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, you were like you said, you told me you can do it. Face your fear, and then I faced my fear and did it.
Really? And so was it like anger, or was it like, you have to do it, or?
It was like, you can do it.
So what would you call that?
I would call that like, what's it called? I think it starts with a C.
Okay.
Caring or something?
Oh, that's really nice. You thought it was caring?
Mm-hmm.
Aw, that's nice. And so with the caring, you felt like you could do it?
Yep.
Awesome. And so you started this talking about your moves.
Yeah.
And do you think that those moves are kind of creative?
Yeah, and then I also use those. And then sometimes when I do that, when Mama's not looking, I just go into the middle of the pool because I swim like crazy with the fish and stuff, and then I get to the step.
Do you like using your cool, funky moves that you make on your own?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Well, I think that it's really cool that you faced your fears and you made it to the deep end and that you are really proud of yourself to do it. I think it's really great. And I think it's awesome that it took caring to face the fear. And then,
just in case I drowned or something, you were swimming next to me. So if I, in case you did, you would just dive and get me.
That's nice. So you had a little bit of a little safety net, so you felt good too. Well, so I think that the lesson here is that you are able to face your fears with care, and the people who are listening, and if there's any kids listening, they will feel that too, that it's great to kind of be able to feel creative, that they will be able to face fears if they have a little bit of care behind them, right?
Yeah, and if you...
What's your message to the kids there if they got something that they have a thing that they're afraid of?
If you face your fear one time, you may feel scared, but if you do it a lot of times, you won't feel scared, and you'll get, it'll be better for you. And then if you face your fear, it's a challenge that you've never done for the first time.
And how about, as a kid, how about what's the advice to the parents around them? What advice would you give the parents?
I would give them just, if you use caring and say you can do it in a nice way, I think they would face their fear. And if it's a safety net in the pool and they're swimming to where they've never swum before because they were afraid, I think you should just swim next to them and just in case they drown because they do it the wrong way or they let go or they just do something in case they drown and...
They need help, then someone's there.
And if they need help, then someone's there, and
that's awesome.
Then the parent can help the kid and put them in the right position, and they can do it, and then they will be able to swim.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Bowser. That was super helpful. Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.